Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Chris of Cleveland is going to play this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites, brought to you by Apex Skin. Hey, Chris. How are you? How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. All right. You ready to play a round of Trump Tui?
Yes.
Good. We'll ask Jen to leave the room, and we will start the game.
Jen, can you please leave the room?
I can. Good luck to you, Chris.
Thank you.
Hey, producer Stevie.
Hello.
Ready to keep track of the score?
Yeah.
All right, Jen's leaving the room, so we will ask you five questions. She is. All right, she's out of the room, so let's begin the game. She's in the hallway, as always. She will not listen to this part of the game. Once you are done answering the five questions, we will play a quick song so we can bring her back into the studio, and then we will ask her those five questions. If you win the game, as we mentioned before, you'll win the $50 gift card to Apex Skin and also that limited edition iTrump2E t-shirt. Let's begin the game. We're going to begin with Fortnite. So, they officially announced a collaboration with Squid Game set to launch later this month. The announcement was made on social media. What color tracksuits do the players wear in Squid Games?
Like teal, turquoise.
Question number two. Amy Lou Wood. You know, when I wrote that question, I thought to myself, that's actually tougher than I thought. Like, what exact color is that? So there you go. Question number two. Amy Lee Wood and Walton Goggins, they denied feud rumors in a joint Variety interview. This was everywhere yesterday, with Goggins expressing deep admiration for Wood. Now, both of them starred in season three of which series that was set at a resort in Thailand?
The white lotus.
Okay, let's go. There you go with question number three. So Mr. Beast, I do not know how this is the case, but Mr. Beast said that he is borrowing money from his mom to fund his wedding. Despite his estimated, $1 billion net worth, he explained that he actually has very little money due to reinvesting heavily in his content.
He does have very extreme videos.
I'm sure it's very
expensive.
I know. I watched the videos. I think, how much do those cost? And he does give a lot to charity. He does so much good. I get it. But just when I was reading that, I was also shocked.
If he has that much, you'd think he could afford a wedding. Whatever.
Our question to you, what is Mr. Beast's actual first name?
I don't know. John.
Let's go with John. Question number four. Dakota Johnson and Chris Martin, apparently they've ended their nearly eight-year relationship. Sources confirmed the breakup to People magazine. Name one of Dakota Johnson's two famous parents.
Melanie Griffin.
Question number five. The Big Fun Toy Store in Cleveland Heights is coming back. Well, kind of. The store's owner will host a garage sale this weekend from 40 years of accumulation of collecting. Now, speaking of toys, three toys were inducted into the Toy Hall of Fame last year, including this game, which is a Rummy-inspired card game where players race to complete 10 phases, each with a unique card matching requirements.
Phase 10.
Whoa! Didn't even need the timer for that one. All right. So we're going to see how you did and ask Jen those same five questions in 3 minutes, and we'll see how she does. This is all happening next. Let's continue a round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites, brought to you by Apex Skin. So Chris of Cleveland answered five questions a minute ago. Now Jen Tui's back into the room. Producer Stevie, let Chris know how she did.
Chris got four.
Ooh, four is very good. Yikes.
Love the motion.
Got some competition. Well, I missed the motion. What was it? Do I need to see it?
You're just swaying around in a circle.
Yes.
Limited.
I see.
Limited edition iTrump 2E t-shirt up for grabs and that $50 Apex Skin gift card up for grabs. Same five questions we asked Chris just a minute ago. Let's begin with question number one. We're going to begin with Fortnite. They have officially announced a collaboration with Squid Game to set launch later this month. The announcement was made on social media. What color tracksuits do the players wear in Squid Games?
Red. Blue.
I thought you watched the show.
I did. The first season. I could not. I watched the first episode of the second season.
They were those greenish, tealish.
I was thinking of the guys with the no face with the shapes.
No face with the shapes.
You know, like the astronaut head.
I've never seen this show, so I'm very confused.
Don't watch it.
They have astronaut heads?
Well, they're like a. It's like a glass. Isn't it like a glass face? Is it? Am I making that up? Is it like a mesh? I can't remember.
I'm picturing like a fencing uniform.
Yeah, right, it's like that kind of, with like a triangle like, or a circle or a square or something. I don't know.
I don't even know what an astronaut head is.
Like a
glass head. I thought it was a normal head.
Head
and an astronaut kind
like
of
a glass
helmet.
Head. You know, like a helmet. Yes. I don't know.
Sandy from SpongeBob.
Sandy Cheeks, kind of like that. That's what I'm remembering. But now that we're talking it through, I feel like that's wrong. And Tim's definitely not correcting me. Stop.
Why are we playing this?
I don't know what just happened. Okay. Question number two. Amy Lou Wood and Walton Goggins denied feud rumors. I didn't know what astronaut head was.
You know what I mean. Like the helmet.
I did not know.
I'm going to look them up now.
100%. Yeah.
We'll be Googling that.
They do. Like fencing shield. You're right in the front with kind of the reddish thing overhead. Absolutely. So question number two. Amy Lou Wood and Walton Goggins denied feud rumors in a joint Variety interview, with Goggins continuing on expressing deep admiration for Wood. They both starred in season three of which series set at a resort in Thailand?
The White Lotus.
Of course, that was the White Lotus. As we move to question number three, Mr. Beast says that he is borrowing money from his mom to fund his wedding, despite his estimated $1 billion net worth. He explained that he actually has very little money due to reinvesting heavily in his content. What is Mr. Beast's actual first name?
Oh, I don't know. Brad Lee.
I feel like you've been asked this 20 times.
I also feel like that.
I have asked this
Rick,
at least.
John. Sam.
It is a basic name. Like, you could guess it.
Yeah. Steve. Beastie.
Beastie's a basic name?
I don't know. I
haven't heard that one.
Mr. Beastie Beast. What's his name?
Jimmy.
His name's Jimmy Beast?
Yeah, Jimmy Beast is his name.
I don't think so. It's also James, either one.
Yeah, James, okay. Jim, Jimmy.
Know. Jim, that's new.
Question number four.
Jim Beast.
Dakota.
Beast is not his last name.
It is? Oh, yeah, JB?
Well, in this instance, it is.
So what is his last name?
It is?
What is it?
8:30 question.
I don't know.
Question number four. Right. Dakota Johnson and Chris Martin have ended their nearly 8-year relationship, with sources confirming the breakup to People. What is Mr. Beast's actual first name?
It's Jimmy.
Okay. All right. We're going to go. Name one of Dakota Johnson's two famous parents.
Melanie Griffith.
There you go. John Johnson, the other one.
I was just going to ask if I could get a bonus point for that.
I'm sorry.
I kind of need it.
This game is really over.
Stevie.
Well.
Question number five, just because the Big Fun Toy Store in Cleveland Heights is coming back. Kind of. The store's owner will host a garage sale this weekend from 40 years of accumulation of collecting. Three toys were inducted into the Toy Hall of Fame last year.
I don't remember.
Including this game, which is a Rummy-inspired card game where players race to complete 10 phases, each with unique card matching requirements. What's the name of that game?
It's Phase 10.
It is Phase 10. Final total, Stevie.
Chris, 4. Jen, 3.
Yikes. Oh Chris, God. Great job. You did it! You trumped me!
Yay! And today's my birthday, so this is the best.
Happy birthday! Yeah. That's so exciting!
Happy birthday to you.
Olé!
Apex Skin is going to have this influx of people going to all of their locations.
Do you think they're going to get mad at me?
They're going to think to themselves, we just started this on Monday, and we have how many winners are right
now?
This is very exciting.
Well, yeah, and you get that $50 gift card. By the way, you can use that on product. You can use it on services. It's awesome. So enjoy it. And, of course, you get that limited edition I Trump Tui t-shirt. Congratulations.
Yay! Thank you.
Any chance you can wear that shirt to Apex when you go for whatever
you might go for
because they have just so many different unbelievable things that you could go for and products and everything else. Well, in all seriousness, happy birthday. That is amazing. We're glad that you won. Tell everybody who you are and tell everybody what you just did.
I am Chris from Cleveland, and I just trumped Tui.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Chris of Olmsted Falls is going to play a round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, which is brought to you by Apex Skin. Hey, Chris, how are you?
I'm great, Tim. How are you this
morning?
We're
doing well. Ready to play a round of Trump Tui?
I am.
Good. Well, ask Jen to leave the room, and we'll go ahead and start the game.
Jen, can you please leave the room?
Yes, I'm leaving the room. Good luck to you, Chris.
All right, Jen is leaving the room. Producer Stevie stays with me. You know how the game works. She's going to keep track of the score. Jen is in the hallway, so now we will ask you 5 questions. Obviously, there's a timer involved, and you answer them to the best of your ability within the timer. When you're done, we'll play a quick song so we can grab Jen and bring her back into the room, and then we'll ask her the same 5 questions. And if you win, you get a whole lot of goodies. I mean, $50 gift card to Apex Skin. That's amazing. Obviously, the limited edition I Trump 2E t-shirt as well, and then also thrown into the grand prize drawing. So here we go. First of 5 questions begins with Snow White is officially hitting streaming next week. The live action remake of the animated classic will debut on Disney Plus on June 11th. What color is the bow on Snow White's headband in the Disney movie?
I believe it is red.
All right, let's go with question number 2. Fortnite has officially announced a collaboration with Squid Game, set to launch later this month. The announcement was made on social media with an image of the show's iconic business card and the caption, "You're invited. We're dying for you to join us."
Don't like that.
Which streaming service would you find Squid Game?
Oh, that is Netflix.
Question number 3. Dakota Johnson and Chris Martin, they have ended their nearly 8-year relationship, with sources confirming the breakup to People magazine. Now, Chris Martin is the frontman for which band?
Oh, boy. Say Nickelback.
Let's go with Nickelback. That's all right. Question number 4. Marvel has released, or actually revealed, the popcorn bucket for Fantastic Four First Steps. And it is big. Did you see that bucket, Stevie?
Mm-hmm.
So the bucket is described as the universe's biggest popcorn vessel as the bucket stands 17 and a half inches tall and 20 inches wide.
So how much is that going to be?
That is going to be expensive. And this is the new thing, right? These popcorn buckets where they're just like, you know, involved with the movie or movie themed or something like that. That is not going to be inexpensive, I would imagine. Free refills? Probably not. Our question to you, which villain is the arch enemy of the Fantastic Four?
The one that the popcorn bucket's based on? Or that's Galactus.
Okay, let's go with that. Question number five. Jessie J has revealed she's been diagnosed with early breast cancer. The singer revealed the news on social media, letting her fans know that she got the diagnosis very early in its progression. Jessie J teamed up with Ariana Grande and Nicki Minaj for which song?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I don't even have a guess.
Okay, that's okay. So there's the timer. We're going to see how you did with those five questions. Producer Stevie will let you know how you did. Then we're going to grab Jen, bring her back into the studio, and ask her those same five questions to see if you can trump Tui. We continue on with a round of trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Jen Tui's back into the room. Chris of Olmsted Falls answered five questions a minute ago. Producer Stevie, it's time to let him know how he did.
Chris got three.
Hey,
three
nicely
correct
done.
Today. Very good job. Trump Tui brought to you by Apex Skin. Once again, if you win, you would get a $50 gift card to Apex Skin and also that limited edition I Trump Tui t-shirt. All right, we're going to ask Jen the same five questions. We're going to begin with Snow White. It's officially hitting streaming next week. The live-action remake of the animated classic is going to debut on Disney Plus on June 11th. What color is the bow on Snow White's headband in the Disney movie?
That feels hard. Red?
It's red, yes.
Oh, thank God.
Question number two. Fortnite has officially announced a collaboration with Squid Game, set to launch later this month. The announcement was made on social media with an image of the show's iconic business card and the caption, "You're invited. We're dying for you to join us." Ew. What streaming service would you find Squid Game?
Netflix.
It is on Netflix. Question number three. Dakota Johnson, Chris Martin, they're done. Ended their nearly 8-year relationship, with sources confirming this to the breakup to People magazine. Chris Martin is the front man for which band?
Coldplay.
It is Coldplay. As we move to question number four, Marvel has revealed the popcorn bucket for Fantastic Four First Steps. And this thing is massive, described as the universe's biggest popcorn vessel.
Oh.
As the bucket stands 17 and a half inches tall and 20 inches wide, dive right on that thing and eat my way out.
Can you imagine how much extra butter you could fit in that?
Pump, 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 and pump, pump, pump.
A lot of butter.
Villain is the arch enemy of the Fantastic Four?
I don't know. It's Wolverine. He's a good guy, I think. He's, I don't know.
Doctor Doom. Also, there's a couple of. Which one did you mention earlier, Chris?
Galactus.
Oh, and there's another one. There's a couple Galactus. Of them. Yeah, exactly. So we count that as well.
It was right at the tip of your tongue.
Question number five.
Jen, you got to get this one or we go to a tiebreaker.
How fun.
Question number five. Jessie J has revealed she's been diagnosed with early breast cancer. The singer revealed the news on social media, letting her fans know that she got the diagnosis very early in its progression. Now, Jessie J teamed up with Ariana Grande and Nicki Minaj for which song?
Bang Bang.
It was Bang Bang. Final totals there, Stevie.
Chris, three. Jen, four.
Oh, that's a close one, Chris.
Man.
Got me again.
Sorry.
Close battle. Close battle. I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to try to play again. You're going to have to try to play again. We always appreciate you playing, Chris, but you know what you need to say, buddy.
Yep, this is Chris from Olmsted Falls, and I could not trump Tui.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.